Today is Friday, April 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Yeah, it's 11:23 p.m. I could just lie. I could lie to everyone. But I won't. I won't lie. It's 11:23 p.m. And so this is going to be a short one because I want to get it posted. And so we're going to make this short. But I, you know, gotta satisfy the fans. So to explain what happened, I'm getting dementia is basically what has happened. First of all, yesterday I told Mark, I'm not going to work out. I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like doing anything after work yesterday. And then I record the show. This is unrelated, but I'm just kind of filling you guys in on what happened yesterday. It's unrelated to why I'm recording late. But anyway, I said, oh, I'm not going to work out. So I record the show. I post the show. I go downstairs. He's working out. He is sweating. He is breathing hard. He is all of these things. And I start feeling guilty because he's working so hard and I'm not working out. And so I get on my elliptical and I work out because I felt guilty about it. And so I did. Yeah, I worked out. And that's basically all that happened yesterday. I did not cook. We got Jason's Deli. I had a salad and a chicken salad sandwich on a croissant. I guess that's better than a burger. I don't know. Maybe it's not. And then, you know, we watch TV, normal evening fare. And I worked today. But I needed to get an eye exam because my contacts I've been wearing, I'm so good at wearing contacts for longer than they're supposed to be worn. I've always worn disposables for as long as disposables were available. I've been wearing contacts since I was 13 and I'm 43. So I've been wearing contacts for 30 years. And so, you know, they practically invented contacts around the time that I started wearing them. But when they came out with disposables, I would always wear them longer than I was supposed to. Not only that, but I wear my contacts for weeks, if not months, without taking them out of my eyes, which, you know, you're not really supposed to do. You can wear them for a week. You can wear them for a few, you know, whatever. You're not really supposed to. I will wear them for weeks. And the last time I went to the eye doctor was a couple of years ago. And he gave me a box, what's it called? A sample box. He said, try these out, and then if you like them, we'll order some. This was 2 years ago, at least, maybe more. And I think there were 8 pairs, maybe 10 pairs of contacts in this box, because they were dailies. So, they were supposed to be dailies. I wore each one of those contacts, each one of those pairs of contacts for months. 3 or 4 months per pair, must have been. And I still have one pair of them left, even. And it's been 2 years. But it's my last one. Like, I don't have any left, and I do have glasses, so I wouldn't have to go around blind, but I wouldn't, and I always wear contacts. I hardly ever wear my glasses. So I was to the point where I'm like, I've got to go to the eye doctor, because for those of you who wear contacts, you know, you have to go every year Well, you can't buy new contacts, basically. Your prescription can't be more than a year old, or you can't buy new contacts. Like, you can't just go to 1-800-CONTACTS or wherever you're going to purchase contacts. You can't do it. That's how they get you, you know? And so it's been a couple of years, so I had to go. And I was going to do it tomorrow. But I call the eye doctor, and I needed to switch because the old eye doctor I went to is a lot further away, and I wanted one closer to where we live. And I just go to Sam's Club because I just do. Anyway, I go to Sam's Club, and they have eye people. They have eye doctors there, and they also have frames if you want to get new frames for your glasses, and they have all of that. And so I called them, the local one that's closer to where we live now, and they're not open on Saturdays. And so I was like, ah, crap. So she said, we do have appointments this afternoon, you know, and Mark had also wanted to go because I don't know why exactly. I thought he was having some blur. He said when he was driving at night, the lights would be blurry, like the oncoming traffic. And he said also sometimes he gets headaches, and he didn't know if it was related to his eyes, and he's never had his eyes checked before. And I don't know what that's like, because again, I've been wearing glasses since I was like 12. They made me wear glasses for a year before they would let me get contacts. So I think I started wearing glasses at 12 and then contacts at 13. Anyway, so I scheduled two appointments, one for me. No, I didn't schedule it. I scheduled an appointment for myself at 3:30. I didn't have any meetings this afternoon, so I thought, okay, that's okay. I'll go to a doctor appointment. And then Mark called them and scheduled an appointment for 4. And so I went. The doctor was perfectly nice, a young lady, young girl. And she was really nice and, you know, didn't take very long. Took about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. My prescription has not changed very much, so there wasn't anything there. She gave me a couple of samples and said to call them to order. I don't know whether I'm going to order with them or with 1-800-CONTACTS, but anyway, I'm going to order them. Mark did his. He did not need glasses, but she said if you're getting headaches, she gave him a prescription for glasses for like just while he's working or reading. And then I just, after we did that, we came home and I completely forgot that I hadn't recorded. My whole day was changed. So now I'm recording late. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.